Escuelas Oficiales de Idiomas de la Comunidad de Madrid. Pruebas de certificación. Comprensión de textos orales. Inglés. Certificado de nivel avanzado C1. Convocatoria extraordinaria de 2020.
This test has 3 tasks. You will hear the first 2 tasks twice and task 3 only once. Task 1. You will hear part of a program. Choose the option A, B or C that best completes the sentences according to what you hear and write it in the corresponding white box. Sentence 0 is an example. Now read the sentences.
I imagine you probably like The Simpsons too, but have you noticed the maths? We have, and way back in 2008, Tim Harford explored it.
Yes, even The Simpsons. One of the great joys of The Simpsons is that there are jokes for everyone. Slapstick for kids, adult humour for the parents. Or should that be slapstick for the parents and adult humour for the kids? Either way, have you ever noticed the jokes for mathematicians? Simpsons writer Jeff Westbrook explains.
We've done all kinds of math over the course of the show. And we do it for all kinds of reasons. Sometimes it helps with the story. Sometimes we're making a little bit of fun of the fact that many people do regard scientific and math ability as sort of witchcraft. And sometimes it's just because we think it's cool and it'd be kind of fun to put in the background. There are TV shows, there have all been TV shows out there who are supposedly about science, and they put science and math in, but it's always gibberish. Star Trek was the classic example of that. But our rule has always been that if we put math in the show, it's actually real math that you can verify. It's not nonsense, it's always true.
There's a reason that the Simpsons team cares about mathematics. Many of the people behind the show have studied mathematical subjects to postgraduate level. When Jeff Westbrook lists their qualifications, they sound more like a team from NASA than a group of gag writers.
The executive producer, Al Jean, was an undergraduate math major. Stuart Burns has a master's in mathematics. We also have a guy who can recite the dialogue from every Planet of the Apes movie, so we've got it all covered.
Not only do the Simpsons writers love maths, but mathematicians love the Simpsons. Sarah J. Greenwald of Appalachian State University is using the Simpsons to teach maths to her less compliant students.
I was looking for a way to help these math-phobic students to try and engage them and get them interested in the material. And I used a little clip from the Simpsons, and they liked it so much that it just kind of took off from there.
Here's an example. A courtroom scene where Apu, the owner of the Quickie Mart convenience store, is asked to prove that he has a good memory.
Now, Apu, Mrs. Simpson claims that she forgot she was carrying that bottle of delicious bourbon. So, Mr. Nahasapima Petalon, if that is your real name, have you ever forgotten anything?
No. In fact, I can recite pi to 40,000 places. The last digit is 1.
Pi.
So then I asked my students what the probability is that Apu's correct and whether they think it's even possible for anyone to know that many digits of pi. And they are amazed to find out that this was actually a nod from the writers to the world record holder who had memorized 40,000 digits of pi. And my students and I are both amazed at that because I'm actually somebody that's not very good with numbers and I count on my fingers, and they think that's funny that a math professor does that.
Well, we all like to make fun of mathematicians, and that, for Jeff Westbrook, is a problem. He thinks that too often those with an aptitude for numbers are treated as laughable or pitiable figures.
I think there is an assumption that anyone who's good at mathematics is antisocial and a bit of a weirdo. Much of our popular culture tends to reinforce that notion. You don't go and watch A Beautiful Mind and come out thinking, oh, that Professor Nash, that's a grounded guy. You know, you make a movie about that because he's crazy. He's nuts.
Jeff wants to turn the tables and makes fun of maths phobics instead.
A few years ago, I wrote an episode, The Voyage of the Mayflower. The Simpsons family is on the Mayflower. And in the middle of the trip, they discover that there's a leak with a boat. It may not make it to the United States. And Bart is very disappointed because he'd planned that when they got to the New World, he was going to denounce Lisa as a witch. And Lisa says, but I keep telling you, the ability to add two-digit numbers is not witchcraft. So Bart says, well, 31 plus 43. Lisa says, 74. And then the crowd yells, witch, witch, witch. And strings are up.
The British science writer Simon Singh has written a whole book on the Simpsons and their mathematical secrets.
I asked all the writers, I said, how come there's a disproportionately large number of you mathematicians working so successfully in comedy writing? And they came up with all sorts of different ideas. So one of them just said, you know, writing comedy is intellectually quite difficult. And I suppose if you're going to do maths, you need to be quite bright. So some of them just said it was about brain power. Some said it was about stamina. When you're working on a difficult maths problem, you have to really work and work and work on it. And similarly with comedy, you know, these men and women work for days and days trying to refine these beautiful scripts. And then some said mathematicians love logic and they love playing with logic and bending logic. And when you break logic and you get to the illogical, again, that can be humorous. So all sorts of different reasons, but whatever it is, the mathematicians seem to have it.
Now, listen again.
I imagine you probably like The Simpsons too, but have you noticed the maths? We have, and way back in 2008, Tim Harford explored it.
Yes, even The Simpsons. One of the great joys of The Simpsons is that there are jokes for everyone. Slapstick for kids, adult humour for the parents. Or should that be slapstick for the parents and adult humour for the kids? Either way. Have you ever noticed the jokes for mathematicians? Simpsons writer Jeff Westbrook explains.
We've done all kinds of math over the course of the show, and we do it for all kinds of reasons. Sometimes it helps with the story. Sometimes we're making a little bit of fun of the fact that many people do regard scientific and math ability as sort of witchcraft. And sometimes it's just because we think it's cool, and it'd be kind of fun to put in the background. There are TV shows, there have all been TV shows out there who kind of put supposedly about science, and they put science and math in, but it's always gibberish. Star Trek was the classic example of that. But our rule has always been that if we put math in the show, it's actually real math that you can verify. It's not nonsense, it's always true.
There's a reason that the Simpsons team cares about mathematics. Many of the people behind the show have studied mathematical subjects to postgraduate level. When Jeff Westbrook lists their qualifications, they sound more like a team from NASA than a group of gag writers.
The executive producer, Al Jean, was a undergraduate math major. Stuart Burns has a master's in mathematics. We also have a guy who can recite the dialogue from every Planet of the Apes movie. So we've got it all covered.
Not only do the Simpsons writers love maths, but mathematicians love the Simpsons. Sarah J. Greenwald of Appalachian State University is using the Simpsons to teach maths to her less compliant students.
I was looking for a way to help these math phobic students to try and engage them and get them interested in the material. And I used a little clip from The Simpsons, and they liked it so much that it just kind of took off from there.
Here's an example, a courtroom scene where Apu, the owner of the Quickie Mart convenience store, is asked to prove that he has a good memory.
Now, Apu, Mrs. Simpson claims that she forgot she was carrying that bottle of delicious bourbon. So, Mr. Nahasapima Petalon, if that is your real name, have you ever forgotten anything?
No. In fact, I can recite pi to 40,000 places. The last digit is one.
Pi.
So then I asked my students what the probability is that Apu's correct and whether they think it's even possible for anyone to know that many digits of pi. And they are amazed to find out that this was actually a nod from the writers to the world record holder who had memorized 40,000 digits of pi. And my students and I are both amazed at that because I'm actually somebody that's not very good with numbers and I count on my fingers and they think that's funny that a math professor does that.
Well, we all like to make fun of mathematicians. And that, for Jeff Westbrook, is a problem. He thinks that too often those with an aptitude for numbers are treated as laughable or pitiable figures.
I think there is an assumption that anyone who's good at mathematics is antisocial and a bit of a weirdo. Much of our popular culture tends to reinforce that notion. You don't go and watch A Beautiful Mind and come out thinking, oh, that Professor Nash, that's a grounded guy. You know, you make a movie about that because he's crazy. He's nuts.
Jeff wants to turn the tables and makes fun of maths phobics instead.
A few years ago, I wrote an episode, The Voyage of the Mayflower. The Simpsons family is on the Mayflower. And in the middle of the trip, they discover that there's a leak with a boat. It may not make it to the United States. And Bart is very disappointed because he'd planned that when they got to the New World, he was going to denounce Lisa as a witch. And Lisa says, but I keep telling you, the ability to add two-digit numbers is not witchcraft. So Bart says, well, 31 plus 43. Lisa says, 74. And then the crowd yells, witch, witch, witch. And strings are up.
The British science writer Simon Singh has written a whole book on the Simpsons and their mathematical secrets.
I asked all the writers, I said, how come there's a disproportionately large number of you mathematicians working so successfully in comedy writing? And they came up with all sorts of different ideas. So one of them just said, you know, writing comedy is intellectually quite difficult. And I suppose if you're going to do maths, you need to be quite bright. So some of them just said it was about brain power. Some said it was about stamina. When you're working on a difficult maths problem, you have to really work and work and work on it. And similarly with comedy, you know, these men and women work for days and days trying to refine these beautiful scripts. And then some said mathematicians love logic and they love playing with logic and bending logic. And when you break logic and you get to the illogical, again, that can be humorous. So all sorts of different reasons, but whatever it is, the mathematicians seem to have it.
This is the end of task one.